Can I just say a word of explanation, which is that we're going to have, obviously, Liam's baptism, but we don't do what you would call private baptism, which is just like, you know, just an event for Liam. We believe that this is about Liam's relationship with the church. So we have a 11:30 service on a Sunday morning, and that's what you're here for. Yep. And as part of that service, we're going to have Holy Communion. Now, when I say you're almost welcome to receive bread and wine, I actually mean you're almost welcome to receive bread and wine. I don't mean, special people. I don't mean people who come to Kingston United Reformed Church. I don't mean any of that gubbins. I actually mean if you want to receive bread and wine, you're welcome. Okay? Nod if you hear me. Did you hear me? But I also want to say to you, if you don't want to receive, you don't have to. Okay? How it works is, you stay where you are, and the elders will bring it to you. Isn't that marvellous? Right? Okay? Absolutely marvellous. Thank you very much. It's you and me. Now, the other thing I want to say is that over there, there's a table and there's some things for younger people to do. If you want to do that, you get yourself over there. Okay? Everybody clear? Everybody went, thank you. It's just you and me, isn't it? Yeah. Right, good. Derek, do some notices, please. No, there's a mic. There should be a mic set up there.
Welcome, everybody. It's good to see you all at this second service today. Briefly, pastoral news. Dot Dixon is in Kennett Ward at Kingston Hospital, for those that would like to visit her. And Brian Parker is out of hospital. We're getting some good results coming through for A and O levels, and we congratulate those people. Today there's a picnic in Cambry Gardens. It'll have to be quick. It begins at 1 o'clock, and then it goes on to listen to the music afterwards. And then we've got a tea here on Wednesday the 8th at 2 o'clock for those that would like to come to that. There's a lot going on, and you will see the service paper at the end if you'd like to see it. But in the meantime, it's great to see you all here and join in with this service.
Hi. Have you ever wondered what the heck Christianity is about? What's all the fuss? Have you ever wondered that? If you don't know, or if it's a long time since you did any Sunday school stuff, I've got some good news for you. On Mondays here in the evening, we're going to hold a thing called Christianity Explored, and it really is exploring Christianity. There is nothing embarrassing about it. If you don't want to talk, you don't have to. There's a DVD to watch. There's coffee or tea to drink and biscuits and all that stuff. And if you'd like to come, we'd really love to see you. Mondays, starting the 6th of September. And it starts here at 7:30. If you're interested, I really, really would love to see you there. And if you want to talk to me afterwards, I'd be around. And the other thing is, if you know more about it and you'd like to come and join us on a Tuesday, we're going to be doing a thing about Esther. Esther's one of the books of the Old Testament, and that's quite an interesting thing to do too. So that starts at 7:30, and it goes on until 9 o'clock. 7:30 till 9 o'clock. Very simple, very cushy, very cool. And if you come to the Esther, I'll give you cheese and wine. Mm-hmm.
We're going to sing Lord of the Dance.
I danced in the morning and the world was begun.
Have a seat. Let's join together to pray. Let's pray. Loving God, you created the whole world, and you have made all people. We thank you for this day when we can come and give thanks for Liam's life and for the gift of life itself. We thank you that you have made bread and wine and all good things, that you are holy, and we praise you. We thank you for Jesus coming among us, dying on the cross and overpowering death. We thank you that you are Lord and we love you. We thank you, Holy Spirit, breath of God, moving in all creation. You bring us close to you. You help us to be bold and to be holy and to be strong. Bless us, God, as we worship today, as we celebrate, as we give you thanks. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Now, we don't believe that if somebody's baptized, God loves them more than somebody who's not. We believe that all people are loved by God. Whether they know it or not, we believe that everybody is loved by God. What Christian baptism is about, it's about a beginning of a relationship between Liam and the church. His relationship with God started even before he was conceived. That's what it says in the scriptures. So this is about a time to celebrate, to give thanks. And it's also a time for his parents and his godparents and for all of us to make our promises. God loves us, and we will never be able to say, oh yeah, God, I know all there is to know about God. Because if you can say all there is to say, then what you're saying is not God. You've only got a bit. The minute you can get your head around it, it's not God anymore. And it says in the scriptures that Jesus was baptized, and it also says these words of Peter: repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you, to your children, and to all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. So whether we're children or whether we're adults, baptism is about our relationship with Jesus and our relationship with the church. And so on this day, we're going to hear promises. So, would you two like to stand, please? We can cope with the noise, man. Up you get. Why don't you just stand there, then everybody can see you. Oh, yeah. Go on now, God, blimey. Yeah, go on. See you. And any minute now, I'm going to get you two up as well, okay? So, you've come for the baptism of Liam in response to the call of Christ and the leading of the Holy Spirit. We're going to hear you confess your faith. Hope you get... So, for all four of you, do you believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, maker of heaven and earth, redeemer of the world, giver of life? To you too. Do you promise to teach Liam the love of God and to bring him up in the worship and the life of the church? And to you. Do you promise to pray for Liam and his home and his family and to support them as you are able as ministers of God's love? And this is a promise for all of you. As a group of friends and a community of faith, you who at this point represent the whole of the church, do you welcome Liam and promise to share with him what you have received, the gift of God's love revealed in Jesus Christ? We're going to pray. We're going to pray God's blessing on this water. So let us pray. We thank you, God, for the gift of water that keeps us alive. We thank you for all those gifts that you've given us that nurture us and nourish us. We ask that you would pour out your Holy Spirit on this water, that it would remind us that you are a God who welcomes us, cleans us, and calls us home. Bless Liam as we baptize him. We pray in your name. Amen. Right, so Liam, what do you reckon? Do you think you're going to strike all over me? Yeah, come on, matey, help me, come. Liam Leslie, what a great name. And can I just tell you, it's I-E. It's not named after me. Liam?
Because most of you don't know that's my name, I'm Leslie.
Okay. And the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yes, I do. Is that okay? I suggest you stay seated, then you can look at him in his loveliness. We're going to sing Blessing.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to upon you and give you peace.
What a very quizzical look your son's given me. Let's join to pray. Thank you, God, for Liam's life. Thank you that he's a blessing to all his family, not just his parents. We ask that you would give all those people that love him what he needs to grow up into full maturity, to Christian maturity. We ask that you would keep him well and keep him strong. And bless all those people that love him. We pray for your blessing on his home, that it would be a place of safety and love. Jesus. Amen. Phones, because no, it's not that. Because I did a baptism once with a baby, so I was thinking, oh, no problem. Baby's like chewing the phone, and then I looked around, and the top of the microphone had gone. The scariest thing, so we had to go. Fortunately, the mother was a paediatrician, so she had to go into full Heimlich remover mode. Anyway, Liam. You want this mic, don't you? Well, you can't have it. How would it be if I gave you back to your mammy? And on this day... Oh. So, Liam, these are for you. This one is the big grown-up one. because we believe that as part of our fulfilling of our promises, these words have to be studied, not just read, but studied, and in time understood as the basis of life. So you go on. You can be the present lackey. This one is a bit more colourful and maybe a bit more for now. And the other thing is that on this day, we present you with a certificate of baptism. And this makes it quite clear that what's happened today isn't United Reformed Church baptism. This is Christian baptism as you would get in any church. So it says, it gives a list of all the churches, and you can put that in a cupboard somewhere for later. Right, it's good to see you. Have yourselves a seat. Now we're going to sing a song which some of you might will know, and others of you will be singing it for the first time. As you get it, join in. But it's the song that we always sing when a child is baptised. So, up you get and let's sing. Why don't you play through the first, play the verse first, and then we'll start from the top. Yeah, play.
Father, may your Holy Spirit guide this child into the truth. Fill with love and light his childhood, thrill with high ideals his youth. Show him Jesus Christ, our Saviour, Prince of Peace and King of Love. May he live to live forever. May he live with him above. Father, may your Holy Spirit guide these parents through.
Now we know that Liam is loved and cherished and precious to his family and to all those who are his friends and to God. But we also know, sadly, that there are people and there are children in our world who that's not their experience. And we also know that although he's a star and his parents think he is, there are people who have no sense that anybody thinks they're marvellous. So what we're going to do now is we're going to use some pictures and some music to help us to pray for others. So they're going to be projected up there. We're going to use them as our prayers of intercession. So let us pray. We're going to move now to our Holy Communion. And everybody's to know that they are welcome at this table. And everybody's to know that they are a guest at this table. Nobody's earned the right to be here. And nobody is too far away that they can't be invited in. And everybody's to know that the generosity of God's love is expected of us too. And the passage which John is going to read to us now speaks about how we are to be generous to one another in the way that we offer our hospitality in our homes. And of course, you could take it into all our relationships.
This reading is taken from Luke chapter 14, verses 7 to 14. Humility and hospitality. Jesus noticed how some of the guests were choosing the best places. So he told this parable to all of them. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not sit down in the best place. It could happen that someone more important than you has been invited, and your host, who invited both of you, would have to come and say to you, "Let him have this place." Then you would be embarrassed and have to sit in the lowest place. Instead, when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that your host will come to you and say, "Come on up, my friend, to a better place." This will bring you honor in the presence of all the other guests. For all those who make themselves great will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be made great. Then Jesus said to his host, "When you give a lunch or dinner, do not invite your friends or brothers or your relatives or your rich neighbors, for they will invite you back, and in this way you will be paid for what you did. When you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed, because they are not able to pay you back. God will repay you on the day the good people rise from death." Amen.
So here we have bread, and here we have wine. But we also need something that will symbolize us. What we offer in our discipleship. And part of that is the giving of our money. So your offering will now be received. Have a seat. Let us pray. Lord, we bring this money. It represents the time and the talents. It represents our work, our pensions, our benefits. It represents our pocket money and the gifts others have given us. It represents who we are. Let it be used well. Let it not be frittered away or spent on anything that's frivolous, because it means something to us. I mean, those people that spend it know that it means something. And we pray your blessing on these gifts of wine and bread and money. In the name of Jesus, amen. Some practical things. As I said, you're going to be offered the bread and wine where you're seated. If you're a person that's got an allergy or you can't eat gluten or wheat, when you get the plate, you'll notice that there's brown bread and then there's some gluten-free, I think it's biscuit actually, there as well, so you can eat that. And if you're a person that's got an issue with alcohol, worry not. There's no alcohol in this wine. The way it works here is, when you get the bread, just have a minute, think what it means, and you eat it. And when you get the wine, you hold it, and we all drink together. Okay? Bread, eat, wine, hold, drink. Yep. The Lord Jesus was often a guest in people's homes. He shared many meals with his friends, and they remembered his words long after they had left the table. The Lord Jesus ate and drank with all kinds of people. He didn't care who he ate and drank with. He welcomes us. Every single one of us is welcome at his table. Whoever we are, whatever we have done, we are welcome here. On the night before he died, Jesus shared a meal with his 12 disciples. He took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it and said, "Take, this is my body." Then he took the cup. After he gave thanks, they all drank from it, and he said, "This is my blood of the new covenant. It is poured out for many. Truly I tell you, I will never again drink of the fruit of the vine until I drink in the kingdom of God." So we are the friends and disciples of Jesus today, and he invites us to his table. So let us pray. Lord, the world that you have made is beautiful. It's full of wonder as well as full of things that we don't understand. You've made us with all your creatures, and you love every single one of us. And on this day when we celebrate Liam's life, help us to know that you love us, each of us, as much as we love him. We thank you that you have given us Jesus to teach us to die, to rise. We thank you that you are present with us now. We ask that you would be present through this bread and this wine, that this bread would remind us that you are with us every time we eat, that this wine would remind us that you are with us every time we drink. May we know that you are with us here and into our future. And we pray in Jesus' name, amen. The Lord Jesus, on the night when he was going to meet his death, took bread. He offered a prayer of thanks and gave the bread to his disciples, saying, "This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup and said, "This is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Please eat and drink as your conscience allows you, but know that you are welcome here. The body of Christ.
Thank you.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. So let us pray.
Thank you, Lord, that we can
gather at your table. Thank you that this time reminds us that all times that we eat and drink are precious to you. Help us to be generous with those that we eat with as you have been generous with us. Strengthen us at those times when we're at table with people who irritate us. Help us to know that you are there. Give us what we need to be the best people that we can be. And help us to guide Liam, that he will develop to be the best man that he can be. And we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we're going to close by, if you've got one of these wee glasses and you're wondering what to do with it, you'll find that they're in front of you, or in your case behind you, in the chair there's a little hole so you can put it there. We're going to sing our final song, which is, go on. Give me oil in my lamp. May the Lord make light to shine upon us, both us, those that we love, wherever they are, for now, forever. You caught with that stereophonics again? Could you? Should we put the stereophonics on again? Can you do that? Thanks, Ben.